Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom, and today is Thursday, April 7th. It's 12:26 a.m., and the year is 2022. I've tried to record this podcast a number of times today, and I think I'm up to number 26 right now. And each and every time, I find myself either interrupted by my pets or interrupted by life. And then there's the other thing that I'm experiencing, the inability to focus for more than 5 minutes on any given topic without turning it into a political tirade, because everything is absolutely screwed up. So today's episode will consist of a perfectly sane sounding public service announcement. I have tried to talk all day and it's just not been working. But here it is. This is the public service announcement that I'm about to unload on you guys right here, right now. If you have a pet monkey, don't leave that monkey unsupervised in your car because somebody might steal it. This is one thing I can't understand. Was the car locked? I'm going to go to the article here, and this is actually legitimate. This is not me making something up. This is actually bona fide, real event happened. Capuchin monkey reported stolen from Cub Foods parking lot in Maplewood. You have a picture of this monkey, and this monkey's name is, I kid you not, Coco Chanel. Police are asking for the public's help in finding a capuchin monkey that was reported stolen from a woman's car Tuesday at a Cub food store in Maplewood. According to the Maplewood Police Department, the monkey, Coco Chanel, was left inside a vehicle in a pink carrier in the Cub Foods parking lot at 2390 White Bear Avenue North. When Coco Chanel's owner returned, the monkey and its pink carrier were no longer in the vehicle. Anyone who noticed suspicious activity Tuesday night between 8 and 8:30 in that area or has information on Coco's whereabouts is asked to call Lieutenant Joe Steiner at 651-249-2608 or email him at joe.steiner@maplewoodmn.gov. As I take a brief moment to ponder what kind of idiocy it takes for you to break into somebody's car, right? It takes a special inbreed of moron to steal somebody's monkey. Here's why. Monkeys are full of diseases. Monkeys are also notoriously dangerous. They bite. And monkey bites are, and they're infectious. Whatever disease that monkey may have, you're probably going to get it. Welcome to the world of diphtheria. Hope you enjoy it. There's a number of things that monkeys transmit. And if this person owned this pet monkey, they've probably been inoculated and had all the proper documentation on this pet and stuff like that. And I'm sure that that's fine. I'm sure that it's perfectly legal to have this monkey. Exotic pets, they are a thing, I get it. However, having seen enough horror movies that involve monkeys, whether it be 12 Monkeys, 28 Days Later, Outbreak, Contagion, I know that monkey ownership is fraught with danger. How is it that some inbred retard decides to break into a car with a monkey in it, knowing full well that they have no idea what they're getting into? Are they stealing the monkey so that they can sell it on Craigslist? As a matter of fact, I should probably go to Craigslist right now and say, look, is there any capuchin monkeys for sale? You know what? Fuck that. I think I'm going to do that. I think I will go check it out Craigslist, because you know what? It wouldn't be the dumbest thing I found on Craigslist. I mean, seriously. You can go to Craigslist, you can find anything. Here we go, capuchin monkey. C-A-P-U-C-H-I-N. No results for capuchin monkey. Well, I stand corrected. Look at that. Monkey. Let's see what monkey looks like. 161 monkeys for sale. Look at that. Okay, let's see what we got here. 3 in monkey housing. That's monkey bread. That's a stuffed monkey. Antique brass monkey. Monkey bars. Monkey Lucite LED pedal board. I don't know what that is. Sock monkeys. Monkey reading a book. Pink monkeys. Gans spunky monkey. Mechanical monkey with cymbals. Oh, that fucking thing. Oh my god, those things are evil. Let's see here. Mini bikes with monkey bars. All kinds of monkeys. Bathroom sets. Another sock monkey. See, okay, so this person obviously has not decided to sell this thing. This guy's looking to trade a bow and arrow for... Why am I seeing monk? Why is this in the monkey thing? Oh, monkey tails to help make it quieter. They used to call them beaver balls. Anyway, the point that I'm getting at here is that if you are not a monkey owner, you have absolutely no fucking idea what you're getting into. And if you have small children, it doesn't prepare you for having monkeys in your house. Knowing that I just said that, it's entirely possible that some people who have had children that were unruly might actually have an insight on how to deal with a monkey. I'm just saying that if you are dumb enough to steal somebody's pet monkey, you better be sure it's not contagious or a biter or has 4 times your human strength, because capuchin monkeys, although they be small, they are very dangerous creatures. They are. You have people getting their faces eaten and ripped off by chimpanzees. And while they are not the same kind of monkey, they're not even the same ape family, they're not even the same size, they still have the same proportionate strength. A capuchin monkey with a knife could kill you. We don't know that this monkey isn't a murder monkey. We don't know that this monkey isn't like a monkey assassin. How do we not know? This monkey could have murdered 16 people in Connecticut for all we know. And here it is. Somebody goes ahead and they steal this monkey out of a car, unwittingly, not knowing that this murderous monkey could pop out at any time. What if it's got like one of those, like red books with a star on it? Like James Barnes and Winter Soldier. What if, you know, this monkey, if it hears like Vladimir Putin speak, won't go off the fucking rails and start killing people? Hmm? You. Yeah, you, the one that stole the monkey. I'm talking to you. How do you know that this monkey is safe? Why don't you do us all a favor and return this monkey to where it belongs? Jesus H. Christ. This is the world we live in. And it defies logic that I'm having this conversation on the internet with all of you 1.5 listeners and probably about 40 spam bots, because you are listening to the least listened to podcast on the entirety of the internet. How is it that I'm having this conversation, this dialogue about a missing monkey? Well, the reason why I'm having that conversation is because I opened my browser today and I looked at the KSTP website to see what else was going on in the world. And sure enough, there's a stolen monkey in Maplewood. How does this dovetail with anything? It doesn't. It's just random. Remember on St. Patrick's Day when I talked about the white dog that showed up? Yeah. My dogs could have had a third friend, but that dog was not very friendly. Once the food was on the floor, then all of a sudden it was, dangerous. Now I know that there are dangerous dogs out there. And as much fun as I've had at making fun of the person that stole this monkey, I know the risks of dogs. And I know the risks of monkeys, which is why I don't have them as pets. Because they stink, too. I mean, they stink. Monkeys smell. You don't believe me? Go to the zoo. Go walk. Just ask somebody, hey, can I walk through the monkey enclosure? I guarantee it, you'll be overwhelmed by the smell of monkey poop. And then if the monkey doesn't throw some shit at you, you know, the point that I'm getting at here is that there's some weird shit going on in the world right now. I mean, it is so bizarre that I can't even comprehend it. You know, and the reason why that I can't comprehend is because, on St. Patrick's Day, one thing that I did not expect, especially taking the trash out, was to go to my locked garage with a locked garage door and find a white wannabe German Shepherd in my garage. That's not something you just, you know, you expect to see. That's just weird, you know? And so you get that going. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, the last time a white animal showed up here, it ended up being quite a messy situation. Because there was a white cat, and that was in 2015, and I'm not going to get into the specifics of that, but let's just say that things became very complicated in my life for a while. But see, this is just the tip of the weirdo iceberg. See, remember me talking shit about, oh, there's nothing weird going on in the world, there's just all this war stuff, blah, blah, blah. No, found some weird stuff. It was like a treasure trove of stupid things that seem to be happening all over the world. And I should have known. There's an article in The Sun titled Scare Bear. What are the Huggy Wuggy videos and what have the police said about them? Now, on the surface, anything that involves stuffed animals and police leads my mind to go to some funny places. It really does. However, I was not quite prepared for the horror show that I was going to see. I can't believe I'm saying this. Creepy killer teddy bear Huggy Wuggy can be found in TikTok, and children have been reenacting his videos. Now, this is not a bear. This is not a bear. This is a white Muppet looking thing, or a blue Muppet thing, I'm sorry, with big white eyes, with big black pupils and a big clown mouth, like a balloon, you know. Police are urging parents to protect their kids from the terrifying killer teddy bear Huggy Wuggy. Well, that's, yeah, it seems like common sense. So, what are the Huggy Wuggy videos? Huggy Wuggy was the villain in a video game from 2021 called Poppy Playtime. See, right there, that's a game that I would never play, mostly because I prefer first-person shooters and I prefer horror and that sort of stuff and science fiction. This would not be something I would willingly go ahead and pick up. As it would turn out, it's actually a game for your phone, which, Jesus Christ, that's just dumb. But anyway, the character is known as Experiment 1006 and has razor-sharp teeth and stands around 10 feet tall. Videos of this villainous bear have appeared on YouTube and TikTok, with Huggy telling the viewer to take their last breath. Yeah. The creepy blue bear sings, "I could hug you here forever till you breathe your last breath together." Since the game has no age rating on YouTube or Roblox, children of all ages can see this jump scare creature. What have the police said about Huggy Wuggy videos? Well, the police have warned that children have been whispering Huggy's words to each other and acting out the violence seen in the game. They advise that it is not appropriate for children to watch any Huggy Wuggy videos. Chris Conroy, a cyber protection officer in Dorset, said, "There are videos people have made, songs people have made, and it's popping up all over YouTube and TikTok using this quite graphic imagery of this bear-like creature with razor-sharp teeth. It's based around jump scares and things you certainly want children exposed to." So, How can I stop my child from watching the Huggy Wuggy videos? Since the videos do not get picked up by age rating blocks, it can be hard to make sure your child is watching them. Be vigilant. If you see a video featuring Huggy Wuggy, block the channel or user if possible. Unless your child is actively searching for this sharp-toothed bear, algorithms it should phase out its appearance. If you are more concerned, speak to your child about Huggy Wuggy and ask if they are aware of them. Let them know that the videos are not appropriate for them and suggest they watch something else instead. Let me help you understand something. If your child is willingly seeking this shit out, take them to a therapist. Because let me tell you something. I've seen some creepy shit in my life, but this fucking thing, no goddamn way. This thing is, it's like a strangle muppet. It's got like long spindly arms and claws on the end of its hands. And it's got a mouthful of sharp teeth and soulless eyes. No. No. And here's the thing. I like horror. Horror is a thing. That's my thing. I love horror films and I love scary games. But this is the thing, is that something like this could be real. How do we know that that Huggy Wuggy isn't like a demon or something like that speaking to children through these videos and making them do their bidding? It's like Slender Man, only blue and fuzzy. No, fuck no. No, not in a million years. And the thing of it is, if you're subjecting your child to this stuff, man, you're going to go to hell for this. Those kids are going to never sleep a wink in for the first 10 years of their life that way. This thing is so disturbing to me. And here's the thing. I actually watched the trailer for this game on Microsoft Store. And let me help you understand something. I like horror films. I do. But this, no. Absolutely not. And I don't know why, but there's something very visceral about this thing and how it disturbs me. I can't figure out why. Something about it. I don't know. It's something. It's just, oh my God, just the weirdest shit. And then on top of that, right? Again, from the Sun. And you have to bear with me here, because this is me and my inner skeptic. Because this is more of that same disclosure documentation that's been leaked out through the CIA. I mean, the FOIA requests by certain people. And, you know, I'm just, no. They're from the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, as part of a huge Freedom of Information Act request. So anyway, it says here, space invaders, UFO encounters left witnesses with radiation burns, brain problems, damaged nerves, claim Pentagon docs. UFO sightings can leave witnesses injured, suffering from radiation burns, brain problems, damaged nerves, according to the newly released Pentagon files. The report obtained by the Sun from DIA as part of a huge Freedom of Information request investigates the health impact on humans who have had paranormal experiences. The report, titled Anomalous Acute and Subacute Field Effects on Human and Biological Tissues, investigates injuries to human observers by anomalous advanced aerospace systems. This means, you know, UFOs and stuff. And the report prepared for the DIA warns that such objects may be a threat to the United States and its interests. Humans have been found to have been injured from exposures to anomalous vehicles, especially airborne when in close proximity, it reads. The report noted that often these injuries are related to electromagnetic radiation and links to them to energy-related propulsion systems. It lists injuries such as heating and burn injuries from radiation, damage to brain, and the able to impact other people's nerves. Sufficient incidents and other accidents have been accurately reported, and medical data acquired as to support a hypothesis that some advanced systems are already deployed and opaque to full U.S. understandings, the report reads. That's code speak for, it's out there, we don't know what it is, but we want one. It goes on, the medical analyses, while not require the the invention of an alternate biophysics do indicate to use of to us, this is a poorly written thing, unconventional and advanced energy systems. I'm not sure exactly why they had all that extra punctuation in there. The report added that it had 42 cases from medical files and 300 similar unpublished cases where humans had been injured after anomalous encounters. The study argued it was possible to use this medical information to reverse engineer UFOs from unknown provenance that may be a threat to the United States' interests. The report also featured a useful database which listed the biological effects in UFO sightings in humans. The effects of UFO sightings in humans and their frequency compiled in U.S.-based civilian research agency MUFON. It even included bizarre occurrences such as apparent abduction, unaccounted for pregnancies, sexual encounters, experience of telepathy, and perceived teleportation. Another fascinating document included in the files sets out to categorize anomalous behavior with encounters with ghosts, yetis, spirits, elves, and other mythical legendary entities. Classed as AN3 and witness interaction with AN3 entities, such as near-death experiences, religious miracles are also classified as AN4. There are also ratings for UFO sightings, flyby ratings, close encounter ratings, and CE4, in which an encounter with an alien results in permanent psychological injuries or death. Attention, family of Todd C's. Please pick up the white courtesy phone. Poltergeists, crop circles, spontaneous human combustion, alien abductions, and other paranormal events are also categorized. In a statement bound to excite UFO hunters around the world, the report classified information exists that is highly pertinent to the subject of this study, and only a small part of the classified literature has been released. The report was part of over 1,500 pages of DIA documents related to the Pentagon's secretive UFO program, the AATIP, A-A-T-I-P. That was obtained by the Sun. The Sun first requested a copy of all files related to AATIP on December 18, 2017, under the Freedom of Information Act, just days after the existence of the program had been made public. Finally, after more than 4 years, the DIA handed over 1,500 documents, including government commissioned scientific reports and letters to the Pentagon regarding the program. The DIA, the Department of Defense's spy arm, some portions of the documents must be withheld in part due to privacy, confidentiality concerns, but the DIA has not withheld any reasonably segregable, non-exempt portions of the records. Table of effects, frequency, you get the pages here. Unaccounted for pregnancy, perceived teleportation, and teeth vibration were also listed. There's some weird stuff in this, and this program was run from 2007 to 2012. And, of course, Luis Elizondo, the clown shoe that they keep putting out in front as the, spokesperson for all of this. Bombshell videos and unexplained sightings of the U.S. I'm not going to go in any further, and this is a long, long article. And I'm just going to come out and say it. All of this stuff here that you're seeing, 1,574 pages released by the Pentagon. You see, you get like maybe 6 pages on the Sun's website, but they don't show any links on where to go get this stuff. And I'm sure that if I looked it up online, I'd probably be able to find it. The truth of the matter is, I'm willing to bet that all of this information that we're talking about in this article is stuff that they probably already knew about since, the 1940s, 1950s. These are things that have been going on for a long time. As a matter of fact, you've got Ezekiel and the wheel in the sky in the Bible. Might be one of the oldest accounts of alien abduction. You've got the Sumerians. You've got, the Babylonians, the Assyrians, the Hittites, everybody's got their sky god culture, and, you know, abduction stories and all that other stuff. Even elves, you know, in Great Britain. All of this stuff has been around since humans have been walking upright. Do we have any answers? I imagine at one point in our history, yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Probably when the pyramids were using were actually being used as a power source, as opposed to you know, a reliquary for dead bodies. You see, from my perspective on all of this stuff is that these guys are showing up a little late to dinner, you know, and I just every time I see this stuff and then there's more shows by Stephen Greer and all these other retards that are just the face of the cover up. We will never know any more than what they want us to know. It's the same reason why that if you engage in a dialogue with an extraterrestrial and the federal government finds out about it, and you have friends that are extraterrestrials, you can be thrown in prison for it. Why? Why is that? Why would anybody be fined or risk prison for coming in contact with an extraterrestrial? See, that's the other thing too. And then here's the other thing. I was perusing videos looking for anything unusual that I could find. And I found the same fucking videos of people talking about, yes, I went to the cemetery and I found this alien peering out from behind a headstone. And it's the same guy making these fake videos and they're all over the place. And it's from Daily Motion. And it's like, look, take your fucking animating studio and go fuck yourself. These are not helping. Because, you know, here's the funny thing. We have all of these cameras everywhere on our cell phones. Everywhere. And we can't get one good shot of an alien on the ground. We can't get one photograph of one straight, decent set of video without somebody, you know, either cussing, swearing, or just, you know, losing track of the thing. You have all of these people that can take fantastic fucking photos all day long on any given day, but yet they see a UFO and all of a sudden they can't figure out how to fucking work a phone. They lose their ability to take good pictures. This is the reason why I have such a problem with all of this stuff anymore, is because it's just like, you know, I know the phenomena is real. I've witnessed it, I've experienced it, I know this stuff is real. The problem is it doesn't become any more real if the government says, yes. Oh yeah, these things happen. It doesn't make it legitimate if your government, a corrupt government, I might as well just throw this out there. Our government is not trustworthy. They are not. We don't know who killed John F. Kennedy. We don't know who killed Martin Luther King. We don't know who killed Bobby Kennedy either. We don't have answers for anything. We never got a straight answer about the Warren Commission. We never got a straight answer about 9/11. We haven't gotten straight answers even about from, like, you know, Pearl Harbor, World War One, even going back to the Civil War. All of this stuff, we have all of this hidden history that these people have kept from us, the truth, all of this stuff, because we little people don't need to know. We have massive advances in technology. After 1947, we stopped living in a conventional technological world. The evolution of our technology went through the roof. After 1947, all of a sudden, we have all of this new stuff. So from my perspective, all this does is just basically validate my belief that my government will always lie to me. My government will never tell me the truth. You want to show me something. You want to prove to me that you're trustworthy? trustworthy? Show me where the fucking bodies are. Show me where these alien bodies are. Show me the aliens. Show me a flying ship. Show me the truth. Tell me. Don't just tell me. Show me. And, you know, Luis Elizondo, I'm sure he's probably a nice guy. But every time I see him doing anything on any of these shows, these documentaries and stuff like that, there's like this one thing where he was like, you know, he had gloves on, he's putting this stuff in a locked case and stuff like that. He was doing like James Bond shit. And it was actually nothing having to do with the show. It was just trying to make him look like he's somebody. You have these people staring at screens like, you know, they're absorbing all of this information and they don't, they're not, there's nothing on the screens. It's just a show. And I just assume that Luis Elizondo, like everything else in this clown posse here, is just another actor. So this is just my perspective, mostly because I'm so jaded these days that anything that comes close to the truth is usually silenced almost immediately. If this guy was telling us the truth, he'd been taking a dirt nap along with Vince Foster and several other people. You see where I'm going with this? Anybody that comes out with you know, like that guy that came out with a Hunter Biden laptop, that guy, he's living in Switzerland now because, well, bad people were coming after him. He had the truth. So this is me. This is the skeptical, perpetually, you know, annoyed me that looks at all of this stuff with a jaundiced eye. This is the reason why my goal is to get off the grid, go off into the wilderness, so far off that you know, I don't have a cell signal or any of that stuff. And if that's what it takes to be available for aliens to abduct me, so be it. Of course, they'll probably abduct me anywhere. But where I'm going with this stuff is that, like, look, I would like to have a landing pad for them to show up on and be like, have them go, oh, shit, he's on to us. I guess we better break out the six pack and see how we can talk to this guy. That's the kind of relationship I would much rather have with an alien, as opposed to dragging me from my bed with a big blue beam of light and me struggling, and not to mention their ship struggling to lift me, because God knows that's probably how the roof got damaged here at the house. Got no explanation on that one, but I'm having to. I got this feeling. It's probably my weight problem. Aliens. Jesus Christ, Kevin, give it more power! You know, I see these aliens screaming at each other. Up, 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 get him up! No, it's, these are the emotional scars that you have dealing with terrible childhood and alien abduction. It's a terrible combo. It's been going on since I was a small child, and I don't think it'll ever actually end. Luckily, I'm unsupervised, so there's no one here to stop them. Aliens. No, all kidding aside, though, I'm one of these people that I believe in certain things because I've seen things that I can't explain. I've lived through things I can't explain. I have entities in my house that I can't explain. I have a haunted house. I live in a haunted house. I've heard things in this house that I cannot explain. The point of all of this exercise of the paranormal and everything else like that, is to bring an understanding to the world and to everyone around that there is so much more to this existence than just what we see on television or what we're getting on our cell phones. And so, as much comedy as there is in the world, there's a lot of other things that are going on that are unseen, that are not funny. And this alien thing, this disclosure thing, this isn't funny to me. It's not funny in the least. If anything, it doesn't really validate anything that I've ever believed or have experienced, because the truth of the matter with that is that these things happen and nobody believed. Nobody would even acknowledge it. you know, you're talking about, you're crazy, all this other stuff, but yet I've got these memories and I've got these things in my head. It doesn't make me crazy. It just makes me a little bit more open to the fact that there are things that are unseen in this world that only a small percentage of people get to encounter. Now, ghosts are fairly common. All this other stuff, fairly common, but extraterrestrials, probably not so much. Bigfoot, even less. Cattle mutilations, they do happen with routine predictability. And yet, there was some guy, I think it was actually some priest, some Buddhist guy who was well-known. He was a chess player. And he was abducted, apparently, off of his balcony. And he was told the reason why aliens picked him was because he played chess. But the reason why they don't divulge themselves to the rest of the world is because of how we treat our animals and how we eat meat. And yet, at the same time, we have cattle mutilations. We have human mutilations going on in the world. Which, again, adds another layer of schizophrenia to the mindset of aliens. Anyway. No, today's show has been a little bit different. I had to struggle to get it done, and now that I have nearing the end, the struggle is over. So, one other thing though, Sunday I'm probably going to have a pretty good show. I've got something I'm building up right now, and I'm hopefully going to have a guest on that might actually might be a lot of fun. I'm not sure yet if they're going to either lead me on or decline, but if I can get them, it'll be a nice little addition to the show. So until then, take care and have a fantastic Thursday. Good night.